This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
Our Ozarks at Large food series continues with the item that started it all, the signature cocktail. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas went to Smoke and Barrel Tavern in Fayetteville, where bartender Nicholas Claro mixed up this happy hour concoction.
Well, I don't know. I kind of thought of something southern, so I'm taking kind of a traditional Sazerac and just tweaking it a little by adding some cinnamon and other things, and it's kind of a good wintry drink. And so I thought that would be fitting. I mean, it's based out of, you know, it's a Louisiana cocktail, and I figured, you know, it's a neighbor, so I can borrow it.
What is the Sazerac?
It's a, you know, rye whiskey-based whiskey cocktail. It's kind of similar ingredients to a Manhattan, but kind of constructed a different way. It's, you know, about a cube's worth of sugar, Peychaud's, bitters, touch of water, Sazerac whiskey, and then Herb Saint is what you use to line the glass, and then I'm adding a little bit of cinnamon to it.
All right. I was really excited. I went to Chicago and saw one on a menu someplace. It had absinthe in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the Herb Saint is, kind of in that same vein. Okay. So,
cool.
Yep.
All right. So you'll make a cocktail for us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Do you want me to talk? Well, all right. So first, I'm just going to add about a cube's worth of sugar into a scotch glass. Yeah, so adding Peychaud's to the sugar, which is a more aromatic form of bitters, and then I'm adding a splash of water, and then just kind of swirling that around till most of the sugar has diluted. And then after that, I'm gonna chill the glass, which I'm gonna line with the Herb Saint. Adding ice and soda water. And then I'm going to use the Sazerac rye. And I'm going to set that aside and grab the chilled glass. And then I'm going to add a few dashes of Herb Saint, and then just line the glass.
Now, it's not very light.
Alright. So basically, I'm just going to swirl that around until it is lined enough, and then I'll dump that. And with the strainer, filter the sugar, bitters, water, and whiskey mixture into a glass. And then I will put a lemon twist in it. Along with the dash of a cinnamon schnapps. And you can use that, or you can actually just use fresh cinnamon, or even a cinnamon stick if you want as well. And then, yeah.
Is a dash a technical term?
No, it's just, you know, to taste if you want, but yeah, a few drops here and there.
Lemon twist? What's a twist?
Twist, basically you take the meat off of the lemon wedge and just twist the lemon itself in doesn't really do much, but it looks fancy.
Thank you, Nick. Cheers.
Cheers.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.